bringing my energy down a little bit, but also making it clear to him that I am going to be effective.
Well, I once rode a horse when I was 11, but I didn't learn anything about how to properly handle a horse.
Todd Parker starts work as recreation manager for the Rifle Ranger District of the White River National Forest this month. He was one of a handful of forest employees who took a training in late May in Carbondale to learn about horsemanship.
Well, I learned the tricks starting yesterday. They taught us how to first lead the horse, and then we did several exercises where we practiced guiding the horse to do what we wanted.
They, meaning the Shoshone National Forest Specialty Pack String, which was in town specifically to work with White River National Forest Rangers.
We have about 90 head of mules and horses.
Crosby Davidson is the lead packer.
And a lot of the work we do whenever we're going into backcountry is horseback. It's kind of the nature of the country there, big rivers to cross and a dense grizzly bear population. So in a lot of ways, being horseback is a safer way to get your job done there.
The pack string got its start after the Yellowstone wildfires burned almost 800,000 acres in the summer of 1988.
There was some decisions by Forest Service management at that time that there was a large dependence on aviation during those wildfires. And so further developing our backcountry skills and our ability to pack large-scale projects and awkward materials into the backcountry situations, either wilderness or roadless areas.
The pack string was on the Shoshone National Forest in Wyoming for 3 years. Then it transferred to the Pike San Isabel National Forest in Colorado. Now it's back in Wyoming.
Our forest is almost, I think it's about 80% roadless or wilderness. So the bulk of the work is done off roads where you don't have motorized or mechanized equipment. So, and because of the nature of the landscape, everybody has to be horseback.
Davidson has developed a training program, which he and his crew take on the road to national forests across the West.
We travel Colorado, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Wyoming, east of the Continental Divide. Any forests there that have projects that they don't have enough pack stock or just don't have the capacity to do the project because it's a large project or complex packing, we get a chance to go and help them out. It's always really...
You know, the saddle's got bars right here. You know, it's underneath the sheepskin. It's got little bars, and they're designed to kind of sit in a pocket. Horses have withers, and so basically these bars...
Over 3 days, the trainees learned about horsemanship both in and out of the saddle.
There's been a progression. Yesterday, we worked with the horses all day. Horses, we learned in this training, are prey animals. And so they respond as prey would to a threat. At the very end of the day, we sat on the horses for the first time.
This morning we focused on riding bareback, getting on our horse.
I think the idea was to like get the body in position right before we put the saddles on and like get a feel for like how your body's supposed to be and how the horse responds to it.
And then right now we're working on saddling the horses, and this afternoon we're going to get out on them on a saddle.
Right there, you know, I want to make sure. I always try to make sure my pad is forward of my saddle. I don't want my pad sticking.
The White River National Forest could use one of its own pack strings for this training, says David Boyd, public affairs specialist. However,
this is a regional resource, and then you have the expertise from the handlers here, and you have these really experienced horses. So it's a really good opportunity for training. And you can see some of our horses aren't as comfortable doing all these different things as these horses from the Shoshone pack string.
Boyd adds that the Shoshone pack string won't be working on the White River National Forest this summer, but has other projects planned for Colorado.
Helping with trail maintenance on 14ers. So, and that's what they did last year, too. They were on Mount Elburn, and it's just the best way to get all that equipment.
But yeah, that's the general rule of thumb, saddling. You know, your cinch goes on first.
Crosby Davidson says the biggest challenge of leading a pack string is to keep the animals and workers safe when you're a long way from help.
If you're 20, 30 miles in the backcountry and you've got a lot of animals to take care of and a lot of country to cover, and you're packing, you know, a little bit more complex material, that if something did go wrong, people and stock can get hurt. So for me, the main priority is just make sure everybody's safe and try to get as much work done as we can.
Cinch. This part.
On the final day of training, the Rangers took the horses out onto the trail. traveling uphill, through ravines, and over rocky terrain. Todd Parker, the new guy at the Rifle Ranger District, says he is ready to get out on the White River National Forest's horses. For KD&K News, I'm Hallie Zander.
And I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.